Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, Dr. Kent Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I came across a very, knowing I was going to be talking to you, came across a very interesting thing on the web. It's called the Year's Best Astronomy Photos, and they will transport you to another world. And ironically enough, you actually saw these photos. You were in Great Britain recently and saw these photos.
Yeah, I got lucky and was traveling with some students for the last 2.5 weeks, and we were in London, and I went up to the Royal Observatory. You can visit it, and they had these on display. They asked people from all over the world to send in their best astro photos, and then they pick them and give awards. And so they had them displayed there, so they were very, very nice.
One we're looking at right now, and this is a trick talking about photography on the radio, but we'll make a link to this, and you can look at it for yourself. But this is a beautiful photograph of looking through, is this on a glacier or an icy cave?
Looks like an ice cave, yes.
Yeah, but, and they're looking up at the night sky, and just seems to be thousands of stars. My question about that, I see photos like that, and I've looked up at the sky before at night and seen many, many, many stars, but never quite like that.
Yeah, the camera will pull out way more stars and more color than you'll ever see with your eyes.
Is that right?
That's the neat thing about it. And that one, the neat thing about this picture is that's the actual Big Dipper. So you see the Big Dipper right in the middle of the cave.
I had not noticed that.
So they centered it just perfectly.
Right, and then the ice is all around it, and one person is standing there in the foreground in the corner, and you get a sense of him being very small and the sky and the cave being very large. That's interesting that the camera enhances the stars in the sky.
Yeah, your eye, because you don't have a shutter on your eye, can only absorb light for a brief moment of time, where a camera, you can absorb it for a much longer period, and so you can get more light, and so you can always see a lot more stars into a fainter than you can with your eye.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of them here. We'll make a link to this so you can see it for yourself. This is the aurora. I don't know if this is the aurora borealis, but it says the northern lights.
Yeah, it's over Spain, so that would be the northern lights. Yeah, that's a gorgeous picture there of these green auroras. You see those a lot of times. The green is the most common. You can also see red and kind of purpley colors too.
Interestingly enough, I saw some video recently of, I guess it's the Southern Lights,
yeah,
off of New Zealand. Now, this was video from the International Space Station. So they were flying over it.
Yeah, from the top. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
And you could see the curvature of the Earth, but with the Southern Lights, I guess, the Borealis.
They're Australis. Borealis means north, so Aurora Australis means the Southern Lights. Aurora Borealis is the Northern Lights.
That's why we have you come in and talk about this. So, but a brilliant, brilliant image. This is a solar flare, I take it.
Actually, it's a prominence off the edge of the sun, taking a very special filter that only allows you to see that. Those are the things that may show up in a total eclipse, because usually the sun's so bright you can't see the rest of that stuff. But when the moon blocks out the bright part, you can see those things on the edges.
Right. And, of course, the eclipse is coming up August 21st, and we're going to talk about that a little bit before we're done here. Again, we're talking about these the astronomy photos of the year. At the Royal Observatory and with Dr. Kent Montgomery, and he just got back from the Royal Observatory in London. What is this? Solar trails.
Yeah, solar trails would be sun trails, and so they took a picture over a long time and then just let the sun go across, and so it trailed the sun across as it went. And it is broken up because clouds came in, and then it changes from one part of the year to the other part of the year. So essentially, they took a whole year to take this one photo. It's a pretty cool photo.
Fascinating. And so we would not at any one time be able to look into the sky and see this ourselves.
No, in fact, the picture had to be taken for hours because you had to let the sun go all the way across the sky. So you just left the camera there and had pictures taken.
And from what you said, not hours, but maybe days or weeks?
Well, yeah, you do a few hours and then you do it for all year long.
Oh, I see, you repeat. All right, so the total eclipse is coming up Monday, August 21st, and what's the planetarium doing?
Yeah, if you come to our planetarium shows on Friday nights, at the end of each show, we're giving out free eclipse glasses, because from Northeast Texas, you can't look at it without some kind of protection. We're giving them out for free, so stop buying. pick up your free glasses.
And you just have an unlimited supply, basically?
Well, we've given out probably 1,000, and we're got about 500 left, which we think we'll get through. So
right. Is the planetarium doing anything on that particular day? You won't be here because
In fact, all the astronomers here are all going with us. We're all caravanning up to Nebraska, so we're not doing anything here.
Hanging up the gone fishing sign that day.
Exactly.
All right. Dr. Kent Montgomery, director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
No problem.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.